AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is letting stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate Texas law. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Texas has one of the country's strictest abortion bans. The high court is leaving in place a lower court order that hospitals cannot be required to provide pregnancy terminations that would violate the law. The Biden administration asked the justices to throw out that order, arguing hospitals must perform abortions in emergency situations under federal law. Texas says its law does have an exception for the health of a pregnant patient, but doctors have said the law is dangerously vague after a medical board refused to say exactly what conditions qualify for the exception. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest storm to threaten Florida is named Milton.
We have 51 counties in Florida currently under a state of emergency.
Milton is now a Category 4 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. It could be a threat to cities like Tampa and Orlando in the next few days. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge could be a big problem.
8 to 12 feet peak storm surge is potential for northern Pinellas all the way down to Charlotte, including in Tampa Bay.
Forecasters expect Milton to stay at about its current strength for the next couple of days. Two Americans, Victor Ambros and Gary Rufkin, have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for what the Nobel Committee says is proving the importance of how organisms develop and function. Ambros is a professor at the University of Massachusetts Medical School.
Up and down our corridors here, there's people discovering day by day, new surprises in life sciences. And those surprises are telling us that there's fundamental principles of living things that we don't understand.
Rubkin's research was at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School, where he is a professor. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping below their record highs on Wall Street as Treasury yields hit their highest level since the summer. S&P 500 fell 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow lost 82 points. That's also about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.3%. Stocks felt pressure from higher Treasury yields, which make it more expensive for households and businesses to borrow money. Higher yields on Treasuries and other bonds also make them more appealing to investors, drawing money out of the stock market. Crude oil prices rose again, adding to their big gains from last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
A doctor in Britain admitted trying to kill his mother's long-term partner, who stood between him and an inheritance, by injecting the man with poison disguised as a coronavirus vaccine. Prosecutors say Thomas Kwan pretended to be a community nurse delivering booster shots and injected Patrick O'Hara with a toxic substance, likely a pesticide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.